Playtech's game winner completed a double-digit comeback for the Tar Heels, who found themselves down by 10 points midway through the second half against a Miami team playing without star point guard Chris Likes. UNC used a 17-6 run over the final 6 minutes to steal a victory that appeared like it was slipping away, elevating the Tar Heels to 7-4 overall and 2-2 in ACC play. Junior guard Leaky Black, who hit the game winner this past Saturday against Notre Dame, led UNC with a game-high 16 points. Not known for his shooting ability, Black also went 4-for-4 from three-point range, including one that gave the Tar Heels a two-point lead in the final 2 minutes. After the teams traded free throws, Miami tied the game with 15 seconds left on a short jumper by guard Isaiah Wong. UNC head coach Roy Williams stayed in character and didn't call timeout after that shot, instead letting his team figure it out on the final possession.
I don't know if they're going to play zone, don't know if they're going to play man. Caleb was hurt, Leaky was the point guard, and I'm just screaming, let's go, let's go, let's go, but that's what we do.
Freshman forward Dayron Sharp also continued his recent hot streak since taking Garrison Brooks' spot in the starting lineup, pouring in 12 points and grabbing a team-high 16 rebounds. In addition, Sharp had a pair of key baskets down the stretch to join Black and fellow freshman Kerwin Walton, who tied his career high with 13 points, as Tar Heels to score in double figures.
I said that Dayron's as good a rebounder and will go down as the best rebounder I've had since Tyler Hansbrough. And I think that 12 points and 16 rebounds like that was fantastic for him. And needless to say, the young man can rebound the basketball and do some great things.
Without the late heroics, the Tar Heels would have suffered a devastating loss to a Miami team that has now gone winless in 4 ACC games. While it's always best to get out with the win, there are still major issues UNC needs to iron out. Brooks has been largely ineffective since losing his starting spot to Sharp, a far cry from his preseason ACC Player of the Year projection. Problems with turnovers and consistent shot-making from freshman guards Caleb Love and RJ Davis are also something that will have to be fixed, as the duo combined for 7 turnovers and just 5 points on 14 shot attempts. Love's only made shot came at a critical time late in the game, though, which earned him a little bit of credit from his obviously frustrated head coach.
Our two-point guards, 2-for-14 with 7 turnovers. But you know what? North Carolina won the game. And Caleb made a big three at the end, and that was a big, big play. And let's build from that and go on.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Avery Trendle.